Hello everyone and welcome back to the Martial Arts View podcast. So I thought I'd do this episode on, well, explaining kickboxing a little bit because I had a conversation with a gentleman yesterday and he does taekwondo, he runs a taekwondo martial arts school. And it was interesting to see what he thought the rules and the shots and techniques that were involved in kickboxing and how he thought there was a lot more in there that actually is K1 and Thai. So I thought it'd be good to do a episode just based on what kickboxing is and what K1 is and what Thai boxing is too. Now, I don't train in Thai boxing, so I'm not going to talk too much about that. I'm no professional. But I can give some basic information on what is thrown in there. So kickboxing is basically you're going to be throwing punches. So you can do all boxing in there and you can do kicks, but only above the waist. So it's like contact kickboxing. That's what it's called. And you can do full contact too. And the way that Martial Arts For You runs it is almost freestyle. So our syllabus is a freestyle belt syllabus. So you can do, like I said, you can do all boxing and kicks above the waist. Now, as soon as you start putting low kicks and knees in there, that's when it then turns into K1. So K1 is very similar to kickboxing, but it's a very different fight. Now, if you're interested in this kind of subject, I'd highly recommend watching a kickboxing fight, a light continuous kickboxing fight, and then watching a K1 fight. K1's a lot more aggressive. You get scored on aggression in K1. And like I said, you can do low kicks, so you can kick to the legs, and you can throw knees. Now, you can only throw one knee at a time when you're competing or you're on a fight. You can only do one at a time, and you don't do a clinch. You can do a one-handed clinch, and you can throw one knee. You could then throw some punches and throw another knee again. The clinch and multiple knees, that's when you're starting to move into Thai boxing. So Muay Thai is where you can do everything that you do in K1, but you can do a two-handed clinch. So you can put two hands round your opponent's neck and you can then be in that position for a period of time, throw in multiple knees, and you can actually throw them to the floor. So you can like throw them down, which is very good to watch. I'd highly recommend watching some Thai fights too. And you can also throw elbows, which is kind of a level up. The way that I always look at it is it's kind of like kickboxing. You've then got, which is it's great for kids and it's great for just starting out too. And then you've got K1, that's the low kicks and the knees in there, which is kind of a level up. And then Thai boxing, you've then got a lot more moves and strikes that you can throw. So at Martial Arts For You, we like to do a little bit of everything. We really mix the classes up. We've got some K1 and Thai moves on our belt syllabus, so I'm sure majority of you guys would have been learning some of them. And we tend to not be doing the elbows and things like that with the mini dragons. I've taught it a few times, but it'd be actually really interesting to hear some of your guys' opinions about that, to whether you think that it's acceptable to be teaching 3 to 6 year olds that kind of move, because I think it's always something that I've been almost a little bit worried about. But it's an amazing art, and I think that being able to learn all these different skills is really good. And martial arts as a whole, it's not just kickboxing. There's so much more. You've then got groundwork and everything else as well as that. So yeah, I think that explains a little bit about what you're going to be learning and what the different techniques that are involved in each of these martial arts. So kickboxing, I'm going to recap a little bit now. So we've got kickboxing, that's above the waist, so you can't do any low kicks. Above the waist, punches and kicks, and you can actually do sweeps as well. You can still do all your spinning kicks and everything like that. So above the waist, kicks only. You've then got K1. Which is low kicks, so you can kick to the legs, and you can also do one-handed clinches, and you can do one knee strikes as well. In amateur K1, you can only knee to the stomach. In pro K1, you can actually knee to the head too, which is, it sounds absolutely brutal, but you can do that. And then you've got Thai, where you've got your low kicks, you've got all your kickboxing moves, all the punches. We've also got elbows, you've got the clinch, and you've got the throws as well. And you can be doing the multiple knees in there. So I really hope that that's given you a little bit more of an insight into some martial arts that are very close together, but do have some big differences. With kickboxing, though, if you search it up on YouTube, so for example, Glory. Glory is a really big company. It produces amazing fighters. It puts on amazing shows. And if you look at their fights on YouTube, it's called kickboxing, but it's actually K1. So kickboxing and K1 can be very, very closely tied together. But that's why I always like to call it light continuous kickboxing or freestyle kickboxing. So please go have a little look. Have a look at these different styles of fighting and different martial arts. And look at some of the fights and look at some people competing, because they are very, very different. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I look forward to speaking to you all soon.